Tell us of one. A poem by the same author describes how the fusty showman fumbles must fit in a particle of dust, the universe, and includes the section The Ape Watches Aunt Sally. The title character of a poem by this author is tall as a stork and would stalk with a gun the Raynard-colored sun. The supposedly real-life story of Lord Rokeby, who bathed continuously throughout his life, appears in this author's collection, English Eccentrics. The anthology, The Canticle of the Rose, collects the poems of this author, who wrote the lines, "Dark is the world of man, black is our loss, blind is 1940, nails upon the cross," in response to the London Blitz. She edited the anthology Wheels. That is 10.
Yes.
Description acceptable. The Huns and Mongols may have practiced this ritual for intimidation for 10 points each. Nameless aesthetic body modification also practiced by the Mayans and Aztecs and made possible by the late fusion of certain bone plates. The Chinook placed babies in clamp-like cradle boards to induce it.
Is that something about
the
head?
Like making the head weird?
Yeah.
Elongating the head.
I can accept that.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
In Europe, flattened heads were associated with this city, home to the ill-fated Jean Calas. This former home of the Consistory del Gay Saber was ruled by several pro-Cathar counts named Raymond.
Raymond,
Toulouse.
The oldest known example of head flattening may be found in Iraq's Shanidar cave site, which is located near this city. This city, built around a raised mound that hosts its namesake ancient citadel, is the power base for the Barzani family.
Namesake ancient citadel. Something
Herbal, 20 points.
Okay.
Yeah. Toss of 2. Using medieval examples of these objects often required employing the rule of Martelloio, although no one has any idea who or what Martelloio was. Examples of these objects meant for religious propaganda include Heinrich Bunting's clover design and a type named for Beatus of Liébana. Trendy 16th century French nobility loved luxury examples of these objects produced in Dieppe. Abraham Crescas led a school of Majorcan
maps.
15.
Nice.
Maps are very puzzle.
In beta thalassemia, toxic aggregates of hemoglobin sequester an isoform of this protein in the nucleus, rendering it incapable of protecting the transcription factor GATA1 from cleavage by caspase 3 for 10 points each. Name this protein whose activity in prokaryotes is accelerated by J-domain molecules like DNA-J. Interaction with CHIP allows this protein to pass its defective clients to ubiquination machinery in eukaryotes.
So it's something that is involved in discarding waste. Ubiquitin ligases.
HSP70. HSP70 is one of these proteins that assist its clients in folding. GROEL is another of these proteins.
A chaperone.
Yes. Overaction of the unfolded protein response leads to chaperone production and eventually apoptosis. Apoptosis is triggered by downregulation of this anti-apoptotic mitochondrial membrane protein, leading to cytochrome C liberation and activation of caspases.
Yes.
Answer?
MAP kinases.
B cell lymphoma 2.
No.
Or BCL 2. You got 10.
Good defense.
Yeah.
Does a 3. It is not momentum, but when the renormalization group rescalings are performed on integrals over these entities, new terms in the Hamiltonian do not appear. In the special relativistic analog of this entity, the angle between the time-like and transformed space-like components is the angle whose cosine appears in the formula for the Doppler shift. In statistical physics, a sum over them is replaced with an integral over the space of these things with measure equal to the density of states, which is subsequently replaced with an integral over energy levels and evaluated. In general, the gradient of the circular frequency with respect to this mathematical object is the group velocity. This quantity dotted into the spatial displacement is one of the terms in the phase. For a particle in a box, allowable values of this entity are 2 pi over the length of the box times an integer vector. For 10 points...
that was probably a bad idea. Quantum number.
Negative. Name this physical quantity symbolized with a bold lowercase k.
The number of microstates.
The wave vector.
Okay.
Toss it 4.
Indeed.
In the first scene of this play's second act, a character shakes an old fur cloak, producing a chorus of chanting insects. A philosopher in this play asks the moon to descend from the sky to save pygmies from a flock of cranes, but the moon instead sends a meteor that destroys the pygmies' mountain. Its third act begins in unrhymed trimeter in keeping with its ancient setting until the arrival of a modern character causes it to switch to blank verse. The character in this play dies when the glass flask he lives in shatters during a ceremony presided over by Proteus. That homunculus was created by Wagner.
Dr. Faustus.
Neg. The title character of this play has a son named Euphorion, a colon of Troy. At its conclusion, Master Gloriosa leads the title character into heaven, and a chorus mysticus ends this play with the line, "The eternal feminine, lead us on high."
Part 2.
10 points.
Oh.
Yeah,
he cares about
this. Yes. Answer the following about the small Swiss town of Vevey for 10 points each. Daniel Peter invented milk chocolate in Vevey while collaborating with this company, which is headquartered in Vevey. This evil owner of Poland Spring and Deer Park water brands convinced the World Water Council to somehow reclassify access to drinking water from a need to a want. Yes. This man spent the last 2 decades of his life in Vevey, where a hungry statue of him stares at a gigantic fork, perhaps awaiting the reclassification of his hunger into a want. The statue may reference this man's lead role in the film The Gold Rush.
Oh, chocolate.
Yes. Vevey was the birthplace of this 13th overall pick of the 2006 NBA draft, who's probably the best Swiss basketball player of all time, unless things go really well for Clint Capella. Kyle Korver's 2019 piece, Privileged, recounts how 8 NYPD officers attacked this man and broke his leg literally for no reason in 2015.
Tabo Sefolosha?
30 points.
One Vevey
contest? Yeah.
Toss of 5, description acceptable. According to one critic, the first appearance of this plot detail is superior to its second appearance because the first is linked to reversal while the second is for the sake of proof. Another critic argued that a scene revealing this plot detail demonstrates its author's tendency to keep events always in the foreground, unlike another text which is fraught with background. That critic contrasted the reality of a scene centering on this detail with the tyrannical need to represent truth in the Binding of Isaac episode of Genesis. A key moment of...
Odysseus' scar.
Last word of power, 15.
Okay.
I had to
fight away for all that stuff.
This essay includes declarations written in all caps, such as form is never more than an extension of content, and one perception must immediately and directly lead to a further perception, for 10 points each. Identify this 1950 essay that attempts to define its namesake open type of poetry, which is produced by a composition by Field.
Sounds like it could be pound. You need to all cap.
So ABC's of Indigenous?
Answer.
ABC's of Reading?
Projective verse. Charles Olson, who wrote Projective Verse and other poets of the Projective Movement, such as Robert Creeley, are often grouped into a literary movement named for this North Carolina college where many of them studied or taught. Projective verse was so important to this fellow poet that he quoted vast sections of it in his autobiography. This author of In the American Grain also wrote the poem To Elsie, which begins, "The pure products of America go crazy."
Yes, you're right.
Williams.
20. Toss of 6. Sets of badges and medals created on behalf of this family were the best-known creations of Albert Keibel. Academic artists Carl Timoleon von Neff and Baroque painter Louis Caravaggio both served as portraitists for members of this family. The bouquet of lilies clock and the blue serpent clock were designed for members of this family. 6 priests in bright gold robes dominate the left-hand side of a wedding portrait painted for this family by Laurie Touzen. The largest collection of a series of 52 artworks made for this family are housed in the Virginia Museum and a museum founded by Victor Vexelberg. Working for this family, Michael Pershen and Henrik Wigstrom designed a series of enameled jewel-encrusted objects that each contained a surprise and were given a...
Romanov.
10.
Yeah.
This text was revived thanks to a royal interpretation by Swami Vivekananda. Famous text attributed to Patanjali, which classifies 8 limbs of the title practice. It is the foundational text of a school of thought that largely sprang from the Samkhya school.
The Yoga Sutra.
This man who died in 2014 adopted principles from the Yoga Sutras in his bestseller, Light on Yoga. This man's namesake style of yoga was popularized thanks to the support of violinist Yehudi Menuhin.
Oh, shit.
Is that Bikram?
That sounds
nah,
like
he's it. Alive.
The answer?
Bikram.
Iyengar.
Okay.
Iyengar yoga and other forms of hatha yoga emphasize pranayama, or controlling this bodily action. Rhythmic controlling of this bodily process is often used to promote mindfulness and meditation.
Breathing.
You got 12. Toss up 7. This thinker argued that humans engage in a superconscious rather than subconscious process of recognizing complexity in an essay on the primacy of the abstract. This thinker borrowed an ancient Greek concept to argue that the distinction between meum and tuum needed to be enforced via Zeno's rights for foreign investors. A recent book by Quinn Slobodian argued that this thinker's call to dethrone politics was central to the Geneva School's efforts to encase the economy. This thinker proposed that a spontaneous order he termed catalaxy developed through the adjustment of...
On Mises.
Neg.
No? Oh, sorry.
Developed through the adjustment of many individual economies to the world market, an essay by this thinker critiques Oscar Lange's ideas by claiming that resource coordination in a state of dispersed knowledge can only be achieved by the free market. Law, legislation, and liberty is a work by, for 10 points, what neoliberal economist who wrote The Use of Knowledge in Society and The Road to Serfdom? 10.
I can't remember his name. Oh my god.
This railroad superseded the Louisa Railroad and the largely useless James River and Kanawha Canal, and a stretch of it near Big Bend is closely tied to the legend of John Henry. For 10 points each, name this post-Civil War railroad backed by Collis P. Huntington, which adopted a kitten as its mascot. This key coal-hauling line connected the South to Midwestern industrial centers and is now part of CSX. Answer?
Southern.
Chesapeake and Ohio.
Cool. Oh.
The C&O built on the work of this pioneering French-born civil engineer who built the then longest tunnel in the world through the Blue Ridge Mountains a decade before the invention of dynamite. This early adopter of the chalkboard was one of West Point's first professors. Answer? Claudius Crozet. Before working on the C&O, Huntington was one of the Transcontinental Railroad's Big Four, and thus got his name engraved on this object, driven into Promontory Summit, Utah, upon the line's completion. 10. Toss of 8. The Athenian Admiral Charimatides aided a rebel in this region who was either crucified or impaled on three stakes at the behest of the Queen Mother Amestris. Herodotus claimed that castes called Hermotides and Calasiris supplied this region's main soldiers, which Greeks called Makamoi. An enigmatic figure called Kababosh harried Achaemenid rule of this region, and Amyrtaeus took advantage of Cyrus II's civil war to briefly liberate it. This region was allegedly invaded after an eye doctor convinced a king to ask for the hand of a daughter of its ruler, Amasis, who instead sent the daughter of a predecessor. Questionable accounts claim that the Persians defeated
Egypt.
10.
Nice.
A phrase from this text was used to title the 2018 MoMA retrospective of Adrian Piper's work. For 10 points each, name this text that Piper read aloud until she dissociated as part of the piece Food for the Spirit. Joseph Beuys put a copy of this book in a suitcase for his piece I Know No Weekend.
What the hell is this?
It's on conceptual art. I don't know.
Like answer?
The Communist Manifesto.
Critique of Pure Reason.
Okay.
Thierry de Duvet pitted modern art against the Critique of Pure Reason in a book titled For Kant After This Artist, who invented conceptual art with his ready-mades.
Duchamp.
After getting her PhD under John Rawls, Adrienne Piper started performing a piece that consisted of teaching the audience how to dance to this genre of music. This genre, which originated in songs like Cold Sweat, titles a 1970 song that calls Clyde Stubblefield this kind of drummer.
I like that.
Funk. 10 marks. Toss it 9. Warning, specific term required. HITS is an algorithm developed by John Kleinberg that computes two measures of this quantity. To solve the problem of spider traps and dangling nodes, an algorithm that calculates one type of this measure introduces a damping factor. That algorithm simulates the actions of a random walker with added teleportation to traverse links between nodes and has its convergence guaranteed by the Perron-Frobenius theorem. One measure of this concept is named for Leo Katz and takes into account the total number of walks, not just the shortest one. One form of this measure is calculated by following the links between sites in the page rank algorithm, and it has types like betweenness and closeness. The simplest way to quantify this
network centrality?
10 points.
Nice.
This character runs away after being imprisoned in her room by her father, a country squire obsessed with fox hunting, for 10 points each. Name this young woman who eventually arrives in London, where she narrowly avoids being sexually assaulted by Lord Fellamar. She eventually becomes emotionally attached to her fur muff after learning that it was kissed by the title character.
Sophia Western.
Yes. After all of her trials and tribulations, Sophia Western eventually marries this title foundling of a novel by Henry Fielding. Yes. This adjective is commonly applied to the works of Fielding and other English authors writing between the 1700s and 1740s. It takes its name from an Alexander Pope poem comparing George II to the title figure.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Adjective?
That's sentimental.
It's not sentimental.
Yeah. Answer?
Oberish.
Augustine, 20 points.
Oh, yeah. Fine.
That's a 10. This painter supposedly said he has been here and fired a gun after a rival added a blob of bright red to steal the show from this painter's bright greens. This artist's late sketches were often made entirely with a palette knife, which he used to apply a thick impasto. Among his other techniques that produced highly visible brush strokes, this artist scattered pure white spots across his paintings to serve as highlight.
So it's like Constable.
15. Nice. Answer the following about shift bases for 10 points each. This reaction involves a shift-base intermediate formed when an amine attacks a non-enolizable aldehyde. The output of this reaction is a beta-aminocarbonyl compound, and an asymmetric form can be catalyzed by proline.
It's more that, right? I thought Gabriel synthesis. Gabriel synthesis.
Manic reaction. A shift base is formed between lysine and this enzyme cofactor in the active site of ALT and AST, enzymes that perform transamination reactions in the liver. This cofactor also assists in retroclasin reactions and beta and gamma decarboxylations of amino acids.
Could be a vitamin, I guess. Vitamin B2.
I like it.
Vitamin B2.
Six. Shift bases connect as these molecules, which bind to a central metal ion to form a coordination complex. These molecules can be classified by their denticity and cone angle.
It's ligand, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
10 points.
There we go.
Half time.
All right, we are at 2:25 and 10.
2:30.
We've got
three powers and one neg.
Three powers and one neg. Yeah. So you are correct.
No, what's the third power? Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, you just talked.
Match the scars.
Yep, I see where I did it. Okay, I got you at 2:30.
Okay.
Thank you.
Toss up to 11. Founding Father James Wilson's views on the prerogatives of the British monarch are dismissed in these documents as being exceptional and atypical. These documents, which endorse the pride and ego down approach, were the subject of a 2009 Department of Justice report that castigated their author for failing to cite obvious precedent like Youngstown Sheet and Tube Company. Philip Zelico contends that records of his opposition to these documents were destroyed by his superiors. Jay Bybee signed these documents, for which he and their author were included in the set of six officials who faced charges filed by Spanish Judge Baltazar Garzon. These documents were used to justify techniques like wall...
Oh, it's called, like, the torture memo.
10 points.
Good job.
In anticipation of the fall 2000 launch of this product, the worldwide price of coltan increased more than fivefold, which fueled ethnic violence in Central Africa. For 10 points each, name the Sony video game console for which Shadow of the Colossus was originally released.
PS2.
Yes. Among the conflicts exacerbated by the PS2 was this one, named for a province on the DRC's eastern border with Uganda that primarily pitted the Lendu against the Hema. For his role in this conflict, Thomas Lubanga Diilo became the first person convicted by the ICC. Ituri conflict?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
From late 2018 to early 2019, a resurgence of ethnic violence targeting the Hema population forced over 50,000 refugees to seek asylum in Uganda by crossing this body of water, once named Lake Mobutu Sese Seko.
Lake Zaire? Is that a thing?
Answer?
Lake Zaire.
Lake Albert.
Alright.
10 points.
Sorry.
Toss of 12. A metal-organic framework that catalyzes this process is produced by reacting iron and nickel oxides with 2,6 naphthalene decarboxylate. Molybdenum sulfide cluster anions can act as catalysts for this process, a heterogeneous catalyst for which was made by Dan Nocera's group, who added phosphate ions to an aqueous solution containing cobalt-2 ions and a ruthenium-bippy complex. In thin film and nanoparticle form, the anatase mineral form of titanium dioxide has been shown to catalyze this process in an effect discovered by Honda and Fujishima. A biomimetic calcium manganese complex has been developed to drive this process. Exchange current densities of 10 to the minus 9 can be achieved by using platinum electrodes for this process, which requires 1.229 volts plus an overpotential calculable using the Tafel equation. Absorption of a photon by P680 performs for 10 points. What process that produces oxygen and hydrogen gas?
Like water splitting? Oxygen evolution?
I can accept that, yeah.
Good job.
10 points. I was about to prompt you here. 10 points each. Answer the following about mud in Italian poetry. This author compared the world to fungo, or mud, in his poem To Himself. An idyll by this poet ends with the line, E il naufragar me dolce in questo mare, or shipwreck seems sweet to me in this sea.
Is this like Leopardi, maybe?
See, yeah, it seems like to be.
Leopardi?
Yep.
Good.
In this circle of hell in the inferno, Dante sees wrathful people biting each other in the mud. One of those people, Filippo Argenti, accosts Dante while Fleegus rows him across the River Styx.
It's one of the later ones, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Seventh is... What's the last one?
Answer?
Nine.
Five. This 20th century author's poem, Buna, recounts the monotonous horror of the mud in Auschwitz. He also depicts the trauma of life in Auschwitz in his book, If This Is a Man.
Yeah, like...
You got 20.
If Dante were born like 1500 years earlier, we'd all know about this because it's in the myth distribution.
Yeah. Toss
it. I used to know this
stuff. Okay. A love theme by this composer begins with a falling DC over an A flat major chord, followed by falling BE over an A minor chord. That work by this composer begins in triplets, arpeggiating an E flat minor major 7 chord in a convex arc over an E flat minor add 6 chord, arpeggiated in a concave arc. A work for string orchestra by this composer only removes the mutes for a theme that begins with a very high E flat played with repeated down bows in the first violins, who are then joined by E naturals, a diminished octave below. In 1956, this composer appeared on screen conducting Arthur Benjamin's Stormcloud. 10.
Oh, nice.
This manifesto inspired Arthur Cayley's remark that all geometry is projective geometry, for 10 points each. Name this 1872 manifesto which proposed to classify geometries in terms of the actions of transformation groups.
Dynamic manifesto.
Answer?
Dynamic manifesto.
Erlangen program.
Oh.
Felix Klein's Erlangen program thus proposes to classify spaces based on these properties, which include homotopy and homology groups. One often proves that two spaces are not homeomorphic by calculating one of these properties for both spaces and showing that they are not the same.
I don't know.
Feels like something we should know.
Yeah, it does.
Metric.
Answer?
Metric.
Invariance. A classic example of that style of proof was Max Dane's invention of a namesake invariant to solve the third of these problems. Ennio De Giorgi and John Nash independently solved the 19th of these problems.
Yeah, Hilbert.
You got 10. Toss of 14. In an afterword, this thinker noted that in late Wittgenstein, the voices that need to be recalled to sobriety are not alien voices. This thinker was accused of rejecting explicitness in the setting out of argument and other features of clear writing in the review essay Human Nature by Crispin Wright. This thinker argued that empirical Kantian concepts are actually passively inexperienced, and he tweaked his definition of rationality to responsiveness to reasons as such in the essay Conceptual Capacities and Perception. This man used the phrase prolegomenon to a reading of Phenomenology of Spirit to describe one of his books, which attacks the idea that the space of reasons extends more widely than the conceptual sphere. In that book, this editor of Gareth Evans, the 10 points.
Nice.
Yes.
McDonald's?
This, the first post-communist president of Croatia, has a name indicating that one of his ancestors was one of these figures, for 10 points each. Give this term for people who served as liaisons between Middle Eastern and European polities. Many of these people were killed in the Fanar quarter of Constantinople after the outbreak of a certain conflict.
Is this something that isn't a
Dragomon?
Is
I
this
know.
A better?
I don't know.
Yes. Translators, I don't know.
Dragomon? Yes. Many Dragomons were killed after the outbreak of this war that saw the death of Lord Byron. The secret society Filiki Eteria helped launch this war, which ended with the Treaty of Constantinople.
Independence.
Yeah, you're right. Before independence.
Mm-hmm. Napoleon's favorite Dragomon was this diplomat who served as a translator in the Egyptian campaign before being sent on a namesake mission to orchestrate a Franco-Persian alliance.
Yeah.
Answer? Joubert. You have 20 points. Toss of 15. A coup in this decade was backed by the far-right Liga Republicana Society, led by the Irazusta brothers. In this decade, the power company, CHADE, was accused of turning officials into Chadistas via bribery, and Enzo Bordabehere was shot dead in Senate debates on a treaty granting Britain transport monopolies in exchange for guaranteed beef exports, the Roca-Runciman Treaty. This decade saw the rule of two regimes called Concordancia, one of which began with José Félix Uriburu's coup against the Radical Civic Union and Hipólito Yrigoyen. Carlos Saavedra Lamas won a Nobel in this decade for brokering peace in a war that saw multiple battles at Fort Nanawa and discredited Hans Kunt. This decade's ubiquitous...
1910s?
Negative.
Sorry.
This decade's ubiquitous political corruption led Argentines to deride it as the infamous decade. The Chaco War occurred during, for 10 points, what decade prior to the one in which Juan Perón took power, during which Argentina's economy struggled through the Great Depression?
The
1930s? 10. One thinker argued that this method of successive limited comparison better described real-world bureaucratic policymaking than a rational comprehensive model, for 10 points each. Identify this method, which titles a seminal 1959 article by political scientist Charles E. Lindblom.
I don't
know. Answer? Muddling through.
Oh.
Lindblom's notion of muddling through was the theoretical basis for Aaron Wildavsky's 1964 book on the politics of this political process. Mm-hmm. Peter Feher developed a zero-based form of it that was used under Jimmy Carter. Budgeting. Frank Baumgartner and Brian Jones challenged Lindblom's incrementalism with this two-word theory, which takes its name from a theory of evolution developed by Niles Eldridge and Stephen Jay Gould.
Two-word
equilibrium.
10 points.
Can I just hit the infamous decade on that toss-up?
Let's
not.
See.
Probably not.
certainly could have.
No. I was waiting for the lost decade for Mexico and saying the 80s.
Class
of 16. According to this school, grave sins cannot make a believer into an unbeliever, but instead create an intermediate position. For this school, the irreversible decisions of the Day of Judgment constitute the promise and the threat. One of this school's five principles holds that God's goodness constrains God to an almost mechanical kind of justice, which therefore means that the will must be free. This school's radical interpretation of God's unity leads to the doctrine that God's words could not be separate attributes, but rather that the Quran must have been created by God. Ibn Hanbal was persecuted for his opposition to this school during the Mina. This school's name...
Mutazila.
10.
Nice.
You can never keep those
three. Yeah. Yeah. One thing about playing with
Eric,
you never have to learn.
This thinker claimed that in addition to a physical struggle for power called the War of Maneuver, there is also a struggle for cultural influence, which he called the War of Position, for 10 points each. Name this Italian philosopher whose prison notebooks collect the essays he wrote while imprisoned by the fascists.
Gramsci.
In the prison notebooks, Gramsci generally refers to Marxism using this three-word phrase, which alludes to one of the Aristotelian categories of human action. This phrase also titled the last section of the notebooks.
Philosophy of Praxis.
Gramsci claimed that this earlier thinker is the only man who has attempted to build up the philosophy of praxis scientifically. This 19th century Italian Marxist wrote Socialism and Philosophy and essays on the materialist concept of history.
Materialist concept of history.
19th century Italian intellectual
center.
Answer?
Croce.
Labriola. 20.
Okay. Yeah, that's a guy.
20 points. Toss up 17. This author wrote a story about an aunt who's so paranoid about being burgled that she stacks her valuables outside her bedroom door each night with a sign reading, "This is all I have. Please take it and do not use your chloroform." In a story by this author, a husband on a road trip irritates his wife by bellowing the song Harrigan, but she relaxes when she hears a noise indicating engine trouble. The protagonist of a third story by this author enacts revenge on a coworker for using annoying phrases like... Last word of power, 15. The Cézanne retrospective at the 1907 iteration of this exhibition helped to inspire analytical cubism, for 10 points each. Name this annual art exhibition spearheaded by Franz Jordan in 1903. The term fauvism was coined in response to its 1905 iteration.
Is it in Paris? Like in France?
Yes.
What the fuck is this?
Salon de something.
Salon de Tom.
You got it.
Nice.
In 1908, the Salon d'Antan infamously rejected this man's painting, Houses at Lestat, which led Louis Rossel to coin the term cubism.
Rock, right?
Answer? Yes. This artist chronicled the fortunes of the Salon d'Antan in his The Epic from Immobile Form to Mobile Form. This painter of Portrait of Jacques Nayral co-wrote the Manifesto de Cubisme.
Oh, glazes
could be a good one.
Glaze.
30 points.
Good.
Toss up 18. The Amarna letters include 10 missives from a ruler of this place named Abimilku, who is sometimes linked to the biblical Abimelech. This place is prophesied to become a place to spread fishnets in Ezekiel chapter 26. A god of the city was burned and sent out to sea on a giant raft in the Ergursus ceremony. A craftsman from the city named Keromos helped build the first temple for Solomon, who sent a joint expedition with sailors from the city to Ophir to bring back gold. An attack on the city was repeatedly stalled using fire ships. This colony of Sidon was home to Jezebel, the queen of kings.
Tired.
10.
Yeah.
One of these characters tells the other about escaping from an ill-tempered slaughterhouse worker named Nicholas Snubnose for 10 points each. Name or describe these two characters who are secretly recorded by the eavesdropping Campuzano. One of them is told by the witch Cañizares that he is the son of the witch Montiello.
Martin Fierro, the Gauchos.
Dogs. Those dogs, Scipione and Berganza, appear in The Colloquy of the Dogs, one of the exemplary novels by this Spanish author.
Yes.
In The Colloquy of the Dogs, Campuzano explains that he recorded the dog's conversation while staying in one of these places in Valladolid. Campuzano tells his friend Peralta how he entered this place after being betrayed by his wife in another of Cervantes' exemplary novels, The Deceitful Marriage.
Monastery.
Hospital. 10 points.
Okay, fine.
Toss up 19. The most direct treatment of this condition can lead to a non-cardiogenic pulmonary edema that presents similarly to ARDS and is called trolley. In susceptible individuals, this symptom can be caused by a virus with a single-stranded DNA genome that also causes a childhood exanthem in a slapped cheek distribution. Its opposite can be caused by a paraneoplastic syndrome of renal cell carcinoma. Autoimmune diseases cause this general symptom because hepcidin is an acute phase reactant and thus elevated in chronic immune stimulation, which is called this symptom of chronic disease. Mutations in spectrin can lead to a hereditary...
Oh, I guess you want me to
10 points.
Oh, nice.
Lupin REM detectors may be utilized to minimize dead time loss in this technique for 10 points each. Name this technique for measuring the energy spectra of neutron beams. Its setup typically consists of 12 polyethylene moderators stocked with boron trifluoride proportional counters. Answer? Bonner sphere spectroscopy. These systems developed by Walter Botta, which consist of two inputs and one output, may be applied to reduce background photon noise during neutron detection. In neurobiology, the NMDA receptors of distal dendrites are said to act as these devices to induce long-term potentiation by requiring multiple inputs before excitation.
Oh, it's supposed to be circuit element threshold something.
Answer?
The switch.
Coincidence detectors. This is the name of a medium that converts fast neutrons into thermal neutrons useful for sustaining a fission reaction in a nuclear reactor. Light water or graphite is often used as one of these materials. Answer? Moderator.
No.
Toss up 20. Until 2016 legal action, an offshoot of a group backing this cause enforced restrictive covenants in the Long Island town of Yaphank, where it ran a number of summer camps. Will Rogers sold Murphy Ranch to a group founded by William Dudley Pelley that supported this cause, who hoped to bring about a silver revolution. Elizabeth Dilling's support for this cause led Francis Biddle to indict a number of members of the Mothers Movement in a scandalous trial. This cause was advanced by the Home Sweet Home Hour hosted by Mildred Gillers, a counterpart of Rita Zucca. Backers of this cause stormed the New Yorker Staatszeitung and held a 20,000-person rally at Madison Square.
This cause, like Nazism in the United States.
That's what it is.
Good job.
One of the earliest slave revolts in the Caribbean was led by Aquamu slaves in this colony in 1733 for 10 points each. Name this colony that existed until 1917, at which point its islands were sold to the U.S. as main components of the U.S. Virgin Islands. By the mid-19th century, half of its white population was Jewish.
Huh. It's one of those minor islands, like the St. whatever.
Thomas is a bunch of Jews.
St. Thomas.
It's the Danish West Indies.
Oh, okay.
The Danish West India Company was established during the reign of this Danish monarch, the longest ruling Scandinavian king so far. He reigned throughout the whole of the 30 Years' War.
Christian IV.
It is.
Yeah.
After its tenuous establishment in 1665, the Danish colony on St. Thomas was raided and depredated by both sides in this then-ongoing major naval war. A controversial victory in this war was dubbed Holmes Bonfire.
Oh, no, it's one of the Anglo-Dutch wars.
The first is the Anglo-Dutch War.
Prompt?
One, two, ten.
You got 10 points.
That's the game?
That's the game.
Okay, guys. 4:15:30.